Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts. Tipsy Tassalina ruled over the wrinkle realms and was the most popular queen there had ever been. Well, that's what she thought. She was, to use an old-fashioned expression, not everyone's cup of tea. In fact, she was no one's cup of tea, coffee, lemonade, or even squash. She was rude and haughty and nothing was ever good enough. Nothing. Her court was, however, a place of fabulous riches, and there were always lavish parties and banquets with people pretending to like her, and many of the young pages would crave a place at the table. Kirin was just such a page. He had no family, so served at court and longed to be a knight. For year after year he tried to win favour with the queen, but so far he hadn't got on very well. He captured a diamond falcon from the Great Forest and made a present of it to the queen in a golden cage. It could speak, was said to bring great luck, and even grant wishes.
Here, I'm allergic to birds, and it pongs. Take it away, she sniffed.
He went out looking for a dragon to slay. After all, that was usually a good way of being really popular. And after a tough fight, managed to slay a very nasty one. Gorboros the Chomp, no less, who had been terrorizing peaceable folk for many years. When news came in, there was a flurry of excitement, and the people cheered. Well, everyone cheered, but the queen. She barely looked up from her smoked kippers and said Gorboros was so old that even the court jester could have sent him packing.
What can I do to win favour, Your Majesty? Anything, I'll do anything.
The Queen squinted at him in resentment and amusement, and a sly smile came over her face.
I'm peckish. Find me something tasty. A cupcake, maybe.
Then she sniggered.
I'll tell you what, young Kirin, if you find me a unicorn cupcake,
sure, I will make you a knight. How about that? The whole court fell about laughing at this. After all, it was like being told to find Cinderella's slipper or Jack's very own beanstalk. The unicorn cupcake was stuff of legend. It was said that it tasted of every colour of the rainbow. How cool is that? Kirin's shoulders slumped, and he returned to his quarters. He was a laughingstock. He would never be a knight.
Cheer up, pal,
said a squawky voice. He jumped. It was the Diamond Falcon.
Look, I don't know why you're bothering with that old bat, but if you let me out of this cage, I will grant you a wish. How's about that?
Kirin was astonished, but wasted no time as he unlocked the cage.
Oh, go on then. Tell me, how can I find a unicorn cupcake for that there queen?
He pleaded.
Squawk! Are you sure you don't want something for yourself?
But Kirin was determined.
They don't exist, you know, the cupcakes. You just have to know where to look.
He winked at Kirin, and then the diamond falcon shook his wings, and a shimmering light surrounded Kirin. He was being transported. But where? When he opened his eyes, he was astonished to be in a glimmering, shimmering field of unicorns. They were beautiful. With white and pale pink coats, silvery horns, they ambled and trotted. Young foals cantered around happily under the bright blue sky. He could see troughs in every corner, rainbow glinting troughs full of something, full of cupcakes. The unicorns were contentedly just chomping away, away and away at piles of the cupcakes, and they seemed to be very happy about it. He looked around at the strange landscape, and what was that over there, in the distance? A small cottage, with smoke coming from the chimney. He ran towards it. It was a bakery. A delicious smell came from the open door. The baker turned out to be a very nice girl called Helia. Well, I say girl, she was actually a dryad. It's a type of fairy. Kirin could tell she was a dryad, as she had particularly large eyes and pointed ears. She smiled at him delightedly as he came into the shop. Oh, a human! How wonderful! Welcome to Eukornia. It's been, well gosh, must be 100 years since we've had a human in Eukornia. You can't have been alive then, Kirin said. Oh, why ever not? I am over 4,000 years old, I'll have you know. Anyway, it's rude to ask a dryad her age. But how did you end up in Eukornia? Seems, oh, I don't know, mostly unicorns around here. Helia looked a little bit sad. My parents were quite important people in the Foster Glades, but they upset the tree god, and as punishment they sent me here, trapped forever. The unicorns weren't best pleased to have a shabby old dryad getting in the way, but they love their sweet treats. So I set about making the sweetest treats that I can, using my magic, of course. It helps to pass the time. So those legends, they were about you, were they? She looked a bit smug at this and shrugged. Legends? Well, I'm not sure about that. Kirin could hardly believe it. Not only was he surrounded by the legendary cupcakes, but here was the person who made them. She seemed to guess his next question.
Go on then.
Of course you can have one. Help yourself. Kirin, with his hand trembling, picked up one of the cupcakes. It was light as a feather, and although it was white, it seemed to glow with the spectrum of colours. A sweet vanilla scent mixed with something else. He took a bite and whoa. The first bite was blue. The taste was cool and sweet. It was as if the hottest day was here and he was drinking delicious chilled water from a stream under a twinkling sun. And then another bite, indigo, rich plum flavours mixed with midnight magic. And then an explosion of violet, soft and creamy, and he felt as if he was wrapped in a blanket of delight. The next bite brought the taste of red, soaring, like the plumpest, reddest berries and spices dancing in the flames of a Christmas fire. He could barely see the room around him. He was immersed in the colours of the cupcake. Orange came next. Citrusy sparks filled his mouth, like popping candy, made of fireworks. It tickled him and he laughed, and the final bite was a brilliant yellow, a dazzling sweetness, which made him feel as if he was made of stars. Whoa, he said again. That was incredible. No wonder these cupcakes were legendary, he was thinking, and no wonder the unicorns wolfed them up. May I take a cupcake home with me? For my queen, if I may. Helia shrugged. I don't see why not. Although only those pure of heart will taste the colours, you know. That's magic, see? He nodded. He couldn't wait to give the queen a cupcake. He was sure it would mean he was made into a knight and became the most popular man at court. And also, could you, could you help to get me home? She giggled. And made a swish of her hand, and in a flash of sparkles, he was back in the Wrinkle Realm. He hurried to the palace and bowed deeply as he presented the famed cupcake. Your Majesty, I have found the unicorn cupcake, he proclaimed. There was an excited murmur throughout the room. It's real after all, they whispered. The queen looked puzzled. But it did look like a very nice cupcake, and she liked cupcakes. So she took a bite. Bah! She spat it out. How dare you? It tastes of rotten fish and old mouldy socks. Kirin was puzzled at this. And then he remembered what Helia had said about only the pure-hearted tasting the colours. The queen threw the cupcake at Kirin and stormed from the room, shouting, And you can forget about being a knight too. I have never been so insulted. Well, that made up Kirin's mind. Nothing would ever be good enough for Queen Tipsy Tassalina, and for the first time he thought that maybe, just maybe, being a knight at her court would actually be pretty horrible. Why on earth had he thought that he could ever please such a pompous, rude old crone? He thought about Helia and her bakery and wished he could go back. He had an idea. Setting off for the woods, he called out for the diamond falcon. It wasn't long before he heard the flapping of wings and the enormous bird appeared. Squawk! How did you get on then? Less than great, given your face, pal. Oh, I got the cupcake, but the queen said it tasted horrible. Ah, yes. The legend says that only the pure of heart can taste the colours, and she is blooming horrible. What did you expect? I'll give you what's left of the cupcake if you can send me back to Euconia, he begged, offering the cupcake to the bird. The diamond falcon cocked his head and couldn't resist a little peck. He closed his eyes in delight. Ooh, squawk! It tastes amazing, like the juiciest foal and the fattest worms. Delicious. Of course, my friend, safe travels. And with a shimmering swish, Kirin was on his way back to Euconia. Now, as a magic place, it's hard to get to, and our story is at the end, so we don't know what happened to Kirin and Helia. Perhaps he helped her in the bakery. It's possible he rode the unicorns and made a life for himself in the glittering fields under the soft blue sky. But one thing is for certain, because he never returned to the Wrinkle Realm, is that he lived happily ever after. And that is the story of the Unicorn Cupcakes. And we are with Petra, who gave us the idea for that story, Unicorns Eating Cupcakes. Petra, welcome to the show. What made you think of a story about unicorns eating cupcakes?
Well, unicorns have magic powers, so, and I thought one of them could be making cupcakes, so...
of all the magical powers that you could have, being invisible, flying, being super strong, you want a unicorn that makes cupcakes, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you could have any superpower, magical power, Petra, what would you have?
Being invisible and making yummy things without anyone knowing.
You could say no one would know what you're doing when you're in the kitchen making cupcakes with magic, yeah? Yeah, that sounds like a good superpower to me. Well,
and I could be invisible so no one would know I was in the kitchen.
Yeah. No one knows who's using all the ingredients. I love that. Well, I really enjoyed your story. What did you make of it? What was your favorite part of unicorns eating cupcakes?
The colors.
All the colors. There were quite a lot, weren't there? Yeah, I remember there being a lot of colours. What did you make of all the different characters that we had in it? Who was your favourite?
I think the unicorns.
Yeah, I liked being the unicorns too. So I'm really pleased that you liked it and that you gave us the idea, Petra. Thank you so much for sending those ideas in. And I'm really pleased that you love them. Got an idea for a story? Tell us the title at funkidslive.com/storyquest and we could bring your story to life. For a new story each week, make sure you hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss a single episode. Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.